Charlene?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Christine Chavez, 332062.
Thank you, ma'am, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 5th, 2019.
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, ma'am?
I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Ms. Chavez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Chavez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal arrangement company as follows. Violation of condition number 12A is demonstrated by your failure to report an established residency at TLC 9424 North 9th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 10, 2019. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Ms. Chavez, is this true or false?
Yes, sir, this is true.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Ms. Chavez's admission. I move to find a delinquent that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Ms. Chavez, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, pardon me, if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Chavez was released from ADC custody on 1-7-2019 and arrested on 1-20-2019 by Somerton Police Department. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 1-23-2019 with an adjusted CACD of 5-18-2019 with 10 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score. She has no substance abuse score. No STD information, no prior terms on supervision, and she has no disciplinary. Other arrest, 2016, threat, intimidation, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2016, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2016, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2016, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2016, endangerment, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2016, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2016, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2016, contempt of court, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2017, contempt of court, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2017, contempt of court, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2017, contempt of court, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. She has a GV score of G1, V1.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Ms. Chavez. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released to Skelly House, 2432 West Turney Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. You were discharged on January 7, 2019 for being late to curfew and allegedly using toilet water to try to pass your UA test. On January 10, 2019, you were accepted and directed to report to TLC Halfway House in Phoenix. You failed to report to this address. So where were you living for the 10 days that you were missing from community supervision?
So I'm from Yuma, Arizona, and I was staying here at Phoenix, but I went back home to Yuma. I was staying at 623 West Joshua Street in Somerton. I have a letter right here, do you guys, would let me read it to you?
There will be a time at the end of the hearing when you can read that letter. Right now I want to finish the case supervision summary, but you will be given an opportunity to read that letter before we're done with the hearing. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
And so I know it was only 2 days, pardon, 2 days. It was only 10 days that you're missing, but were you working at all in the community?
Actually, yes, I was. I was going to start a job in Somerton. Yes, I was.
A job doing what now?
At a supermarket.
Okay. We have a programming note that you were referred to task for random analysis. I think you absconded before you had an opportunity to submit these samples. Although there was a note, as I read earlier, that you allegedly used toilet water to try and pass your UA test. So did you have any problems with drugs, Ms. Chavez?
Well, what happened was that I dropped the UA, but it came out like I had drank too much water.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out diluted.
I see. Have you had a history with drug use?
No.
Okay. How about excessive use of alcohol?
No, never.
Okay, so you left TOC back to you. Well, why did you break off contact with your parole officer?
Ma'am. I was gonna call her as soon as I could, but I was kind of scared, to be honest with you. I was kind of scared to call her, and when I got to Somerton 3 days after, I got arrested.
I see. And what caused the Somerton PD to make contact with you when you were arrested?
Well, I was just walking down the street, and I grew up in, that's a very, very small town, so I grew up in that town, and they already know, they know me since I was a little girl.
Okay, Ms. Chavez, I'm going to ask my fellow board members any questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, I don't have any questions from fellow board members. You stated that you wanted to read a letter to us. We're getting close to the end of your hearing, so would you like to read that letter as your final statement?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, then.
Dear Pluto Board, I'd like to show appreciation for giving me this opportunity to come before you. I am not proud of my behavior or choices that led me here, though I'm proud to know the difference in changing them. I am hoping that today something will change to better my future. I'd like you to hear these words. Granted the opportunity to transition into society, I will make major changes in my lifestyles. One of them being to obtain, keep a job, another to repair the damage done to myself and my family, and to take care of my daughter. I am willing to accept any chances giving me today in order to achieve these goals. I am grateful for any opportunity to better my life. I thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Well, thank you, Ms. Chavez. Just a few quick questions. You stated you have a daughter. How old is she?
2 years old, and she needs me a lot.
I'm sorry, how old is she?
5.
5 years old, okay. And have you been separated from her by Child Protective Services or anything like that?
No. I have my daughter. I have custody of my daughter.
So where's...
If you guys give me this opportunity, you guys aren't going to hear from me or see me again. I give you my word.
I wanted to follow up with that question. Where's your daughter living right now?
Right now, she's living with my sister.
Okay. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you will just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Full board members, they're certainly filled for Ms. Chavez. Well, she just stated she feels that her daughter needs her, as I'm sure all children need their folks. I think the issue I'm struggling with is that she absconded so quickly and went directly to UNO, breaking off contact with her parole officer. And her history is that of, I guess, without getting into legal language, a lot of defiance. And I am just not finding her a suitable candidate for returning her to community supervision. I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2019-W0131, our discussion with Ms. Chavez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Chavez was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a co-manager company, in as much as she absconded from community supervision for 10 days and could not monitor her behavior in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Chavez, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about May 18, 2019, which is just weeks away. I recognize you want to get back to your daughter, but we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your safe return to the community, and really, as you stated, a plan. That we won't see you again, a plan so that we don't see you again, a plan for you to return back to the community productive, hopefully spend time with your daughter and not have any further contact with the criminal justice system. We do want to see you succeed in the community, and as I stated during deliberation, we're just not finding you a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision under these circumstances, but we want to see you do well out there. So please do not take this as a negative. Again, put together a good plan. We wish you well. The survey is concluded. No further discussion will take place. Yes, Ms. Chavez.
When was my release date again?
May 18, 2019.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Stay safe.
Bye. You too. Thank you.